image of your body, and they would like to order 20 or 30 copies to give to all their clients or friends. Be open to something better. The other powerful process is to write down as clearly and specifically as possible what you would like to create. This can relate to your family, career, love life, or anything else you would like to experience. Some people even create vision boards which can assist you to manifest your desires faster. However, to give your desires more oomph, you can add, "Divine intelligence, help me to bring into my life my goal or something much better." What this means is that you can't lose, because now you are co-creating something with a higher force, and if you do not receive what you are asking for, you will receive something better. My personal experience. I was recently amazed at how instantly this actually works. My husband Paul and I went away on a holiday. We were discussing our goals for the future when I said to him, "What I would really love is for my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, which at that time had only been out for a few months, to be on a bestseller list." I then said that I would like for that to happen within 2 months, because I was trying to be realistic, or something better. I then wrote this intention down and focused on letting go of any doubts or resistance I may have had to it becoming a reality, which took another 10 minutes. When I felt satisfied that this intention was strong and I was ready to receive it, I let it go. Your ability to receive what you have asked for is extremely important in making your dreams a reality. A few days later, when we went home, I had received an email from my publisher. In the email he wrote, "Exciting news! I just found out that your book is on the top 20 bestseller list. You can just imagine my enthusiasm. I was amazed at the speed with which my intention became a reality." It is very important to understand that even though my intention was strong and I was able to accept my book being on the bestseller list, I had also taken a lot of physical action through promotions and public speaking for this to happen. Identify your areas of success. Success can be broken down into different areas, including spiritual, mental, emotional, career, financial, family, social, and health. You can have it all in life, but you must know what it is that you desire in order to move towards it, even if this is on a subconscious level. Create your own success categories, ensuring you include all the important areas in your life. At times, you may focus on one area more than another, but the more balance you can bring to your life, the more fulfillment you will experience. Once you have identified all the areas of importance, write them down. You may like to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how you are faring in each area, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest. This will give you some clarity about which areas you need to spend more time mastering. Take powerful actions. Your first step in attracting money and abundance into your life would be to recognize that you are more powerful than money. Remember, you allow money, opportunities, and success to come into your life, not the other way around. Some wonderful affirmations you can adopt are: I am a powerful creator. It is easy for me to manifest abundance. Money loves me and flows to me easily and naturally. I have created a popular magnet which reads, "I am a money magnet." It's something that you can think to yourself, that you are a money magnet and that you can magnetize money into your life. Being in the flow.